bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, how to win your child to Christ. I've emphasized a number of things this week that parents need to do as they seek to win their child to Jesus Christ. Through your personal practice and teaching, you need to instill in your child a respect for the Word of God and for Christianity. Certainly, you should pray regularly for your child's salvation, and you need to work with your child to actively guide him to the point where he'll receive Jesus Christ as his Savior. Somewhere in your teaching, you should make the gospel message clear to your child so that he understands thoroughly exactly what Christianity involves. To this end, I'm going to take today and tomorrow to discuss this very important topic. First of all, your child needs to understand that he's a sinner. He needs to recognize that he himself has violated God's standards, that he's wicked and depraved. The Apostle Paul said, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." It makes no difference that your child is basically a good child. It makes no difference that he doesn't cause you much trouble at home. All that it takes is one sin to become a sinner, and your child has done far more than that. The problem here lies in the fact that many children receive superior home training that teaches them to obey their parents. They learn early in life that they'll have less trouble when they obey, that life will be happier for everyone when they do what you tell them to do. And so they grow up without a deep-rooted sense of their own depravity. But conviction over sin is necessary in order for your child to see his need of salvation. After all, he needs to get lost in order to be found. And until he sees himself as a vile sinner, he won't have any motivation to cause him to turn to Christ. This means that you, as his parent, have a teaching responsibility. You need to show him what the Bible says about sin and to be sure that he applies this to himself. In your devotional time with him, you can memorize verses that pertain to sin. You can use question and answer to help him personalize his involvement with sin. You can explain passages in the Bible that speak of sin. You can deal with his wrong behavior from a spiritual standpoint, pointing it out as an example of his sin. Through these means, you can show him that he personally is a sinner in rebellion to the standards of God. Then, to show him the seriousness of sin, you need to teach your child that the wages of sin is death, that God will punish sin with eternal judgment in the lake of fire, hell. You can discuss with him what death involves, that he has a body that will die physically and a soul that will die spiritually. You can teach him about the eternal nature of this punishment. Once again, you can use your family devotions to study such passages as Luke 16, where the New Testament gives such a vivid description of the pain and sorrow felt by the man who received punishment for his sin in the fiery torments of the damned. You can look at Revelation 20, where the final judgment of the wicked is described. Through these means, you can teach him the problem that he faces because of sin. I realize that I've been speaking to parents today about winning their children to Christ, but it may be that someone listening realizes for the first time that he too is lost in his sin. Let me urge you to turn to Jesus Christ, trusting his sacrifice on the cross as the means whereby God will save you. Ask him right now to become your Savior, and then write me to share your decision to accept Jesus Christ.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.